week. Their last game was against Ubley on the 5th, a game that they won. The game before that, they lost to Sandusky 50-53 in overtime.
As far as the Red Raiders are concerned, yeah, it's been a rough go. I saw them against Reese, and they've got a really good squad, both Reese and Marlette. But it just seems like they just couldn't find it, the right combination to get it together. There seemed to be a piece missing. They would make a run, make it close and everything, and all of a sudden Reese would take over and make their run. So it's been a rough sledding for the Marlette Red Raiders, and we'll see how it goes tonight.
Keep it locked on. Sports Radio 102.1, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star package.
Remember, trucks are what we do. And your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well. Like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month. Or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibuya!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at signing.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. Marlette on the road at Harbor Beach with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. As it's going to be a showdown with two of the three top teams in the Greater Thumb East, all tied at 5-1. Let's take you through the scoreboard with the remaining games from tonight. Pending any cancellation, we've had a lot of snow squalls in the east side of the county tonight, primarily Harbor Beach. In the NCTL, we have Deckerville at Mayfield. North Huron is at Caseville. In the Summit League, Owen Gage is at Akron Fairgrove, Kingston at Dryden, Peck at Carsonville, Port Sanilac. Our game tonight here in the GTC East, Marlette at Harbor Beach, Brown City is at Sandusky, Bad Axe at Lakers, Vassar at USA, that should be a great one there, and Reese is at Cass City. We could see some upsets tonight, especially with most teams not being able to practice this entire week because of snow.
Plus, there's teams that seem to be mentally breaking about this time. Because of whatever reasons, maybe perhaps things haven't gone their way. You take Reese and Cass City, for example, and this is in Cass City. Cass City seems to me that they're still mentally in the game and everything, but Reese seems to be faltering a little bit. They got blown out by USA. And there's another one that kind of stands out to me, and that would be Brown City at Sandusky. Brown City can be pesky. You never know what they're going to do. And it's in Sandusky. They're going to relax, and Sandusky can't take them lightly. Another one, bad exit Lakers.
I was just going to bring that up. They've got a lot of festivities in Lakers tonight. It's their, whatever you like call it, their version of coming home tonight in Lakers. Hosting Bad X, could we see an upset?
A traditional rival like this, if that doesn't get you up for that particular game, I don't think anything will. Right now, Lakers do need a good showing. They've been kind of slacking a little bit, as where we thought they were going to be. And we're getting close to district time. So this is the time to go ahead and start playing some basketball and getting tuned up for the districts. And of course, Bad X has the streak, and with that streak, they've got a big bullseye on their back too, so that just adds to the fire.
Well, the JV game is over. Harbor Beach JV defeats Marlette 61-40. A 21-point victory for the JV of Harbor Beach over Marlette. 15 minutes away from tipping off, and Marlette comes in tonight at 10-4 overall. Their best win is at home against Harbor Beach in overtime, 54-50. As far as quality goes, their worst loss, they lost against Reese at home, 56-64. They're 5-1 in the Greater Thumb East, first place tied with Harbor Beach and Sandusky. Marlette is coached by Chris Storm. This is his 10th season at Marlette. He has an overall record of 122-89. That's good enough for a .578 batting average. Going by the numbers, the Red Raiders score on average 55.5 points a game, while allowing 42.3. So through 14 games, Marlette has an average victory of 13.1 points. The Red Raiders are 3-2 on the road, and their offense and defense each improved by a point, 56.6 to 41. So on the road, Marlette wins on average by 15.6 points. Marlette is 5-1 divisional play, which includes 4-0 at home, meaning 1-1 on the road. A win in Memphis and a loss at Sandusky in overtime. By the numbers in divisional road games, Marlette extends their average out to 61-42, mostly in part of a big 72-31 victory over Memphis. Now, John Moody, let's take a look inside that Red Raider huddle.
Well, this is the second meeting between these two clubs, and Coach Chris Storm's Marlette Red Raiders, they are looking for scoring consistency. Now, they are led by a senior, and that senior is Andrew Storm, as well as juniors Hunter Kelly, Barrett George, Isaac Dale. Now, in spite of being tied in this three-team race in the GTC East, they haven't really put together three or four players into double figures. So I'm going to be looking for them to go ahead and break out of that tonight, and they're going to rely on the trade to go ahead and pace their offense. That's what I think they're going to be doing.
Marlette's story, they sit at 10-4, thanks mostly to a six-game win streak from January 5th to the 22nd of the same month. Since that point, Marlette has gone 2-2 in a flip-flop fashion. They lost to Reese at home, beat Brown City at home, lost at Sandusky in overtime, and victorious over Ubley this past Friday by 8 at home. The Red Raiders have had 3 games to go to extra innings this year, and they've gone 2-1 in overtime.
You know, it seems like the Red Raiders are seeking a certain chemistry to jumpstart their offense. When they all play on the same page and they do stay out of foul trouble, they are one of the best teams in the area. So you never know what you're going to find when you're playing Marlette. Marlette can really go out there and make things difficult on you, or they can make things difficult on themselves.
Marlette is currently on a 1-game win streak, if you want to call it that. Including tonight, Marlette has 3 remaining games on the road and then 3 more at home. For divisional games, they host Memphis, are at Brown City, in the final game of the regular season, Thursday, March 3rd, home against Sandusky. Depending on tonight's outcome, that March 3rd matchup could decide everything.
Oh, that is for sure. Like I said, all 3 of these contenders in the East, Sandusky, Harbor Beach, Marlette, on any given night, they can win. So that one is really going to be screaming to everybody hey, this is the game to watch. But I'll tell you, before we get to that point, this is the game to watch right here. This is it. Getting into position.